Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. Once again, 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. I am not comfortable today. Matter of fact, I'm very, very uncomfortable today. Because on a night where most people are excited, because NBA basketball is returning the action in the aftermath of NBA All-Star Weekend, I'm worried about my New York Knicks getting their ass kicked. I'm just going to put it out on Front Street right now. I'm very nervous. I'm very nervous. The New York Knicks host the best team in the Eastern Conference right now in the Detroit Pistons. A team that, quite frankly, to keep it a buck, has whipped their living ass the two times that they've met against the Knicks this year. The first go-round, they beat them by 30. The second go-round, they were up by 40 before settling for a 37-point win. The New York Knicks have been romped by the Detroit Pistons, who I keep telling people seem on this mission to stomp the Knicks at every turn. This is not about winning or losing or it being a competitive matchup. This is about a Detroit Pistons team that was young last year, that got bounced out by the New York Knicks in the playoffs and have been pissed off since that happened. And as a result, every chance they get, they want the Knicks, and they've sent the message. It's not enough for us to beat them. It's not enough for us to win. We want to beat them. We want to go through New York. We want to stomp on New York, and we want to end their season. That's what we want to do. And the New York Knicks are going to have to figure out a way to answer the call. They're 5 games behind the Pistons in the win category. They're 7 games behind them in the loss category. The New York Knicks are the number 3 seed. The Boston Celtics are the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference right now. But when I look at the Detroit Pistons, ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned. And the reason why I think that tonight is such a big night is because they're going to be without Isaiah Stewart, who's going to be serving a suspension for getting in the fight against the Charlotte Hornets over a week ago. All right, he's got a 7-game suspension. Durant's going to be suspended for a couple of games. And as a result, neither of them are going to be on the court tonight against the New York Knicks. What possible excuse could you have for losing to the Detroit Pistons under those conditions? You're at the Garden, and they have no front line because their front line has been suspended for the game. What possible excuse could you have for losing to the New York Knicks? For losing to the Detroit Pistons. What possible excuse is there? It cannot happen. It absolutely, positively cannot happen. And the New York Knicks need to treat tonight's game with the level of urgency that it deserves so we can get back to talking about the New York Knicks as title contenders, as opposed to looking at the Detroit Pistons and saying that's their roadblock, that's their impediment. There's no way in hell they're going to do anything about it. They're going home early. We don't need that problem. We've seen a New York Knicks squad that's winning 78% of their games when their starting five is healthy and in the lineup. When even one of them are hurt, they're barely a 500 team. That to me is concerning because it tells me that the depth that we've been bragging about, that we thought was addressed in the offseason, that the New York Knicks would absolutely have at their disposal this season, doesn't necessarily appear to be the case. And so here we are, and we have to live with what we have to live with. We got to deal with what we have to deal with. It is what it is. New York Knicks got to win this game. New York Knicks got to win this game. Boston is the second seed. They're talking about the possibility of Jason Tatum coming back. He's working himself back into the mix in five-on-five competition. The Achilles injury has been healed. He's got to work himself back into shape. They're anticipating he's likely going to be back next month. This is already with Jaylen Brown handling his business, averaging over 29 a game, keeping the Boston Celtics afloat with the likes of Derek White and Peyton Pritchard, and now Vucevic in their lineup. The Boston Celtics are the second-best team in the Eastern Conference. And Tatum ain't going to make them worse. He's only going to make them better. And I can't forget to bring up Cleveland, who now has James Harden, averaging 25 a game, showing that he could be a point to Donovan Mitchell's off-guard status. He could be a facilitator. He can help bigs like Mobley and Allen. Cleveland, right now, are the favorites out of Vegas in the Eastern Conference. These are not good news. These are not good nuggets of news for the New York Knicks. And for us long-suffering Knicks fans, we're not pleased because they ain't won a damn championship since 1973. And the last time they were in the finals was 99, which they had no chance. The last time the New York Knicks had a real chance at winning the championship was when they were going up against the Houston Rockets, and Pat Riley wouldn't take John Starks out of the game, who ended up shooting 0-for-11 from three-point range, and would not put Rolando Blackman in the game, even though you acquired him in the midseason specifically for the sole express purpose of being able to hit some jump shots. And the New York Knicks have never recovered as a franchise. We've been in the playoffs with Carmelo Anthony. We've been in the playoffs with Mike Woodson as the coach. We've got to the second round of the playoffs before getting bounced out by Indiana. And then when Tom Thibodeau was the coach, we went to the semifinals again before losing the game 7 a couple of years ago because Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson and all of these cats got hurt, and OG Anunoby obviously was hurt. And then last year, they get to the conference finals. But they blow game 1, and they never recover, and they end up losing the series in 6 games. You want something that tells you we're praying things get better. That's not the case with the New York Knicks, and that's what has me very, very concerned. Paramount Plus celebrates Black History Month with the Black Voices Collection. You can stream stories of excellence like the series Watson, starring Morris Chestnut as a modern-day Dr. John Watson. He applies a specific type of deductive reasoning that he learned from his years working with the infamous detective Sherlock Holmes. And if you're feeling in the mood for stories of family and love, check out the David Oyelowo, led lawman Bass Reeves. You can also find David and Selma in Becoming King, both in the collection. And don't miss out on stories of community in Cedric the Entertainer's The Neighborhood and drama-filled The Chi. Explore series, movies, and more in the Black Voices collection on Paramount Plus. Stream now. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Something else I want to get into, and that would be college basketball. You know, it's rare that I get an opportunity, you know, to be at home with all the stuff that I have to do. It is very, very, very rare that I get the opportunity to sit down and watch a college basketball game. I watched Duke, North Carolina a little over a week ago when North Carolina won the game with the three-pointer with 0.3 to 0.4 seconds left in regulation, and they ended up coming back from a 13-point second-half deficit and beating the Duke Blue Devils in that game. But for the most part, I don't get to see it. I've watched a little bit of Florida this year. I've watched a little bit of Alabama this year. I've certainly watched Arkansas at least once or twice. UConn, no doubt. Michigan is the number one ranked team in the nation. I haven't really gotten an opportunity to watch them yet, but I will this week, and I can tell you that much, especially when they play Duke this Saturday, number 1 versus number 3 in the nation at a neutral site in D.C., a game that the president, Donald Trump, is expected to attend, by the way. I don't know why. I mean, I guess it's NIL money and having a neutral site and both programs getting paid for NIL stuff. I guess that's why it's going to be at neutral site. Me personally, I would prefer Michigan playing at home or Duke playing on the road because I think the crowd would be electric. That's just me. Having said all of that, here's why I want to get into some college basketball. First order of business. That was a hell of a game last night between Alabama and Arkansas. Went in a double overtime before Alabama won the game. This kid, Acuff, from Arkansas? Acuff Jr.? Oh, damn. This brother special. This brother is special. And I'm here to tell y'all right now, make no mistake about it, brother got skills. 16 to 27 from the field, 6 to 10 from three-point range, 11 to 12 free throws, 49 points on the game. And LeBron Phil on it was no joke either. He had 35. Now, there's a couple of things to point out here. Acuff's a bad brother. My man Kendrick Perkins showed up on national television on ESPN's First Take this morning and said that he would take Acuff Jr. number one overall in the upcoming NBA draft. He called him the best guard that John Calipari has ever coached. I'm like, wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. Didn't John Calipari coach Derrick Rose, who, by the way, only averaged 14.9 points a game? This brother's averaging 22. But Derrick Rose was a bad brother, and we all know that. I said, you sure about that, Perk? He said, you damn right I am. That's what he said. This cat, Acuff Jr., I'm hearing special, special things about him. And I'm here to tell you there's special things to be said about A.J. DeBonza out of BYU, who was a guest on this show earlier this week, who, by the way, dropped 35 last night, albeit in a loss. A.J. is no joke. My personal opinion is that A.J. DeBonza, who dropped 35 in a loss against fourth-ranked Arizona last night, I believe he should be the number one overall pick in the draft. Not just because his game is big time. He's got tremendous size, legit 6'8", 6'9", with long arms, with a J, with the ability to get to the hole, with athleticism, with fearlessness, with the ability to finish at the basket. He got to intensify and up his defensive prowess, no doubt about it. But A.J. DeBonza's no joke. And then I heard Perk say what he said about this cat, Acuff Jr. You know who we need to talk more about, though? It's this cat, Darren Peterson, out of Kansas. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have Jeremy Wu. He's an ESPN analyst and reporter who covers the NBA draft from rising high school prospects, college and international leagues. I'm looking forward to talking to Mr. Wu because this man has Darren Peterson as the number one overall pick in the upcoming NBA draft. Now, the brother is sensational. On the court, Darren Peterson, he's the only cat on Kansas averaging 20 a game. The brother dropped 23 last night in 18 minutes, had 20 points in the first half. One slight problem. This brother is already engaging in load management. And he ain't even in the league yet. 25 games have been played by the Kansas Jayhawks this year. He's missed 11 of them. Flu, cramps. What the hell is going on? This brother is Kawhi Leonard of college basketball. And I shouldn't even say that about Kawhi because Kawhi balling right now. And I hope he stays on the court and stays healthy. And we know his injuries are legitimate. We don't know what the hell is going on with Darren Peterson. This is bad. It's very bad. Bill Self has his concerns. All he is a championship coach. One of the greatest coaches in the history of college basketball who knows a thing or two about elite athletes under his tutelage and stewardship. Listen to what he had to say about Darren Peterson.
It's a concern, but I thought we were past it, but obviously we're not. But it's certainly a concern, and you get into the NCAA tournament and you're playing a team just as good as you, and you need to have all your best players available, so to speak. So, all it takes is for one day like that to derail not only a game but a season. So, it's concerning, but I do think we're making progress with it.
That's basically Bill Self's way of saying this brother might cost me a national championship. Now, remember, Arizona was number one, and Kansas beat Arizona without Darren Peterson, who told Bill Self he couldn't go because of the flu 5 minutes before tip-off. Yo, y'all, this is not good. This is not good. Jay Williams put it better, because I'm about to say this about his NBA future. Darren Peterson, who clearly is going to be on the next level because the brother's just too gifted. His game is too pure for him not to be. But I'm not taking him with the number one overall pick. I can't trust that he's going to play. I'm not taking him with the number one overall pick. I'm telling you that right now. I ain't trying to derail a kid's future, get in the way of it, or create some negative narrative or anything like that. But damn it, the facts are the facts. How the hell are you pulling out of games? You ain't available. Cramps? What the hell is going on? Jay Williams has an idea. Jay Williams, ESPN basketball analyst, college and pros. He had a few things to say about Darren Peterson. Listen to what he had to say.
If I were a general manager, I would be extremely concerned about Darren Peterson. I don't question his talent at all. His talent is the number one pick in the draft. But I would take A.J. DeBonta because I'm not sure about the availability of Darren Peterson. Darren Peterson has played 12 of 24 games this year in college basketball, and it's been everything from an injury, a hamstring injury, cramping with the Theragun on the sideline every single possession, having the flu, not playing through the flu, and also just checking himself out of second halves of games. I've done college game day where all of a sudden he 18 in the first half. You're like, damn, this kid is so elite, and all of a sudden the second half, is he playing? What happened? Nobody knows. Nobody wants to talk about it. Mm. His talent is unquestionable. It's elite. But it don't feel like he really wants to be there. It doesn't feel, and maybe this is a byproduct, KP, of when kids get paid NIL and they get money up front, right? If that's the way it goes, it's like, well, if I don't want to be here, I get my money up front, then I can check out when I want to check out. That's what this feels like.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an 18 or 19-year-old kid. We're talking about an 18 or 19-year-old kid that's giving us the impression that basketball is not the priority it should be. Missed most of the second half with cramping. And has missed about 11 games this year. If you're doing that in college, what the hell are you going to do in the NBA when it's an 82-game season and some nights are back-to-back? I can't trust him. If you think I'm wrong or you agree with me, let me know. 888-MAD-DOG-6, that's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. I'm not taking somebody like that with the number one overall pick. The first ability is availability. If you're not available, I don't give a damn what your talent level is. I can't trust you. And I'm not drafting you. That's where I'm going with it. That's how I feel about it. And that's the way it's going to be. You can't take Darren Peterson. I don't wish any harm on the brother. I want the brother to shine. I want the brother to make the most of his career. I want all of this stuff for him. I am not taking somebody with the number one overall pick who I question is going to be available for me. If I got that question mark, I'm not doing it. You got to show me a love for the game, a fervor for the game, a commitment to availability, just as much as your capabilities. You got to show me that. And if you don't show me that, I'm not picking you. Period. Period. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. We'll get to your calls in just a second, and we definitely will get to Jeremy Wu, ESPN analyst and reporter, coming on to talk to us about Darren Peterson, amongst other things. His mock draft, too, by the way, his top five prospects. Definitely going to talk about that, too. All of that and more coming up next, so don't go away. Stick around. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with more in a minute.